day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, well, I call it more of a featurette. It's a three-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue and there's a pickup game and there's chores and then them riding off into the sunset. We also have two shorter videos that are really more for social media, and it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the video show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, bearishness in hog trade continues to develop here on Wednesday, with triple-digit losses once again flooding into the front month April futures today. This pushing prices below $54 per hundredweight, adding market liquidation to the entire market. March corn futures about three-quarters of a cent higher. The Dow Jones 24 points lower. NASDAQ down 14 points. Over in live cattle today, futures were stuck in a narrowly mixed trading range, with trade still focused on pressure in hog futures, while limited outside market activity was seen. Nearby contracts held narrow gains, though, with April futures expanding the early week support with a 35-cent price boost, while deferred futures were holding single-digit losses in very quiet activity. Cash markets remained quiet, although a few bids started to develop. Live bids were seen at $123 per hundredweight, dressed bids of $198 per hundredweight today. Asking prices becoming more evident at $128 live and $205 in higher dressed. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were lower, down $1.53 in select and down 3 cents per hundredweight in choice, with moderate movement of 92 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, sluggish market activity was seen throughout the day, which is symbolic of the overall lack of moves in all cattle markets. Losses have been contained today between 5 and 30 cents per hundredweight as traders squared their positions following strong early week gains. Meanwhile, corn trade was narrowly mixed today, with trade trying to hold gains amid spillover selling pressure from soybeans and wheat. Soybean trade 3 to 5 cents lower today, with selling returning overnight after some early buying with little concrete fresh news. Meal was $1 to $2 lower, and oil flat to 10 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade failed to sustain early buying again, with trade 4 to 12 cents lower as spread trade started to unwind versus Chicago today. The U.S. has seen some better export business lately, but world prices have followed the U.S. sell-off, with some Black Sea and French tenders securing business to Egypt today. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.